All right, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America, Tuesday evening in Ireland, Scotland, Poland, elsewhere in the EU. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm on two Shake and Wake stations, so thanks to Andy, and I'm also on PSN Radio, thanks to Angela Spino, here in America. I've got a couple of really good friends. I haven't really met them yet. I do want to go to Europe and meet a lot of people. A lot of people in Ireland. A lot of people in Scotland. A lot of friends over there. And a new friend in Poland. So I do want to get over there someday to meet everybody. And maybe spend a few weeks or a month or something. Do some couch surfing, as they call it. But I have Pavel Gorniak and Gary Mailer back on the show. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you very much for having us on again.
You're
it's
very
a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve.
Welcome. I do want to tell Lori I'm going to send her a message here after I mute here in a few seconds. I am only going to do an hour, and there are extenuating circumstances. If anybody would like the radio stream at it'd be 10 p.m. Ireland time or 11 p.m. Polish time, they are welcome to it. And I will explain to Lori, but Pavel had told me quite a few days ago, I don't know, like Thursday or Friday of last week, that he had some really good things he wanted to talk about. So let's start off, Pavel, and we can discuss some things.
All right. Actually, I was going to do another segment, but we had our elections for the Sejm and the Senate. The results were actually quite disappointing from abroad, because Polish people abroad can vote for the Polish elections, national elections, which is disturbing, but nonetheless. The right-wing party, the extremist right-wing party, won 51.09% for the Sejm, and the PO party, which is basically it's kind of like it's a conservative party, a little bit of a twist. They got 29%, and which is what is really disturbing. The left party, the leftist democratic party, got only 10.9%. So it's headed that way. The Senate, the right wingers got 48%. The PO got 43%, and the left party, again, 3%, which is disturbing because it's starting to become a two-party system. You know, I'm just giving you the,
well,
it's getting bad.
America has always had the two-party system here. Hasn't it been that way in the EU for the most part? Or?
Well, I mean, at one point, you guys did really have a few parties. Like, I think it was like, what?
But they were...
Six?
Sure, they can have six, or they can have 16, or they can have 66, but it doesn't really matter. The two-party dictatorship here in America is the one that gets the vast majority of the votes. The other parties don't really make a difference.
No, as I told you, like right now with the election results, you know, I got pissed, and what's really, I'm sorry if I knocked somebody off, but what's more disturbing is the results that came in from abroad, from Polish people in Canada, the States, Ireland, Australia, wherever else. The right-wing party got 69% of the vote. Overall, 69%. They have no say. They don't pay any taxes here, and yet they get to vote. What happens in this country is what pisses me off.
Yeah, but Poland, Pavel.
Yep.
That's the same with the Irish and the English, too. It's called a proxy vote by the post.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I know, but is that kind of thing new to you? Because it's been happening in Ireland and England for 30, 40 years, maybe.
Same here. Same about here. I think just after communism, it got rolling.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's bad, or I don't know. I guess I don't like it because people that don't live here shouldn't have anything to say what goes on here. You know, let them vote down there for their own stuff, for their own part.
We had the same thing when we had the abortion referendum here. And
oh,
the Irish that were in America and England and Europe, I suppose they're in Poland, wherever, they stormed it. And that was a landslide victory for the abortion lobby lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time it ever made sense to, whether rightly or wrongly, to this country. But 9 times out of 10, I know what you're saying. It's, if you're not in the country, I don't think you should vote.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the TV network in Canada, the one that is broadcast from Poland, TV Polonia, which is pretty much the only channel that that's available in Canada from Poland, they are very, very much so pro-right wing. You know, they're operated by the right wing, so it's basically like watching the 700 club in the States. You know, you only get to hear one part of one end of the story, and that's it. You know, you don't hear anything else, which is why the results are the way they are. 69%. That's the last election, the federal election, I'm sorry, was 81% for the right wing, 81% from abroad. Yeah. That bad.
And what kind of party are they, like a Nazi party, or
no?
Do you know, you have these real extreme. Oh, they're religious. Okay,
they're right wing religious nuts. You know, they're, you know, they go around screaming, you know, Polish this, Polish that, national, you know, national this, national pride. Yeah. But you know, it's a bunch of horse shit. I'm sorry. It's a bunch of you know. Horse.
I saw some of that here.
Horse hookie.
Yeah.
Sure. I just thought it was the Polish people being passionate, because I knew there was some sort of government thing coming on, and I didn't really understand. To be honest with you, I didn't look into it. There was Polish flags hanging off cars and all this kind of thing. So I didn't bother looking into it, because I was looking into something else. But how long are they in for? 4 years? 5 years?
Four. The same in Senate, I think, for five. The federal elections are for four.
Okay. So you got to look. If they got in, what about the rest of the European bloc? Are they voted the same direction in their countries?
I know Hungary were. The Hungarians vote right-wing as well. They're pretty passionate about that.
What about the Germans?
Germans,
I mean, they got an awful lot on their plate with all the mass immigration and God knows what else is happening there, and plus on the verge of bankruptcy again.
Yeah, well, that's the way the European Union works. You know, it's like a domino effect. Everyone's falling, so it's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I mean, you see it, like you said, Germany. You know, Spain's done, Greece is done, Italy's done, Portugal's gone. So it's a matter of time before Belgium is gone. And obviously, it's a CIA creation, the whole European Union.
Funny enough, I was talking to my missus there the other day, and we were just talking about taxes in general, and then, you know, things like Facebook and all the rest of it. We all know they're CIA kind of backed organizations and all the rest of it. But I think Ireland's becoming the spy hub of the European Union.
Oh, really?
Well, you got Google here, you got Facebook here, Amazon's supposed to be coming here. So they're the real big players, and they're all going to be based mainly in Dublin. Apple tried to build a massive big factory in Galway, but the local people said, nah, jog on, you're not having it here.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to get... They probably didn't want to get paid 35 cents an hour.
No. And Apple owes this country something like, I think it's 16 billion in taxes. And our stupid prime minister, or Taoiseach, because we call him over here, he said, no, it would be against the law to take that money to help the country. I mean, you think Poland's a bit gone mad. This is completely BS over this direction.
Wow. Wow.
This has been going on for...
Yeah, how long?
And the other side of it's been going on for about roughly 3 or 4 years. At least you had an election. The party that we had now, the former Taoiseach Prime Minister, he retired. He said he doesn't want to do anymore. And they voted in this Leo Varadkar, who is, in my opinion, is one of the biggest stooges in the world. He will say yes to the boss man all day long, promise everything and all the sons to the working classes and all the rest of it, but jack ever happens. So
that's the way it is everywhere. Yes.
Of course it is. All these lobbyists, they're all coming in. That's what all these parties are coming in. I mean, if you look at all the voting things, especially in Poland, Ireland, America, and all the rest of it, you probably get 15% for that group, 30% for that group, and then that's how it all works in. And then the lobbyist comes in and go, listen, Pavel, I know you're in this particular party, but here's 100,000 euros. We just want this little law to come. Would you push it through for us? And then they just break everything all open. They just shatter glass everywhere, and whatever you think is democracy has gone into hell in a handcart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, lobbyism is just another term for corruption, you know, political corruption. So I don't really get into much into that.
Lobbyist is just a fluffy word for bribe.
That's it. Actually, you guys know what? I actually was watching on YouTube like almost a year ago about ghosts. You know, a short film about haunted hotels or something like that. And actually, one of the films featured something about exactly about that. That actually the term lobbyists came from President Grant when he was at the White House. He would often go to the hotel down the street. I can't remember what the hotel was called, and he would often sit in the lobby in his favorite chair, and businessmen of all sorts would come by with money and ask him to push through laws. So that's the way you get the term lobbyists.
There you go. You're a smart cookie, you, Pavel. The education system must be brilliant over there.
No, it hasn't been since 1995 or so. It hasn't been that good. I just kind of broke off.
Well, tell me, Pavel and Gary, yeah. Do you think over here in America we have the Rockefeller funded education system, public education system? Do you have the Rothschild or do you have some other family that has funded
We do. In my hometown of Lestal, their education system, most kids back in the 1930s, 40s, whatever, left school at about 12 or maybe 13 if they were lucky, and then went off to working on farms or whatever. I suppose it's the same in Poland, whatever. And then so he's a hero in this town, and it's Carnegie. He built a library.
I thought he was Scottish.
Isn't he American?
No, well, no, he was born in Scotland, and then I think when he was a young boy, his family moved to America, but then he did have roots back in his home of Scotland, I believe, in his later life, once he was a billionaire quite a few times over, but mm-hmm. Carnegie.
Yeah, and they're all up and down the country. They still use it here now. It's not a library anymore. It's more of a, we call them tea dances. I don't know what you call them. You know, for the OAPs and bingo and God knows what else.
Uh-huh.
I have to say, it's quite an impressive looking building in all fairness.
Hmm.
But, he was the one that kind of rebooted the so-called secondary system of schooling. So when you leave school here now at the age of 18, and then go off and do whatever the hell you like.
Well, you know, I don't think it matters which billionaire at the time of
they're all the same.
Turn of the century. They all had the same agenda. They all got their money from the same entity. You know, the dark side. Whether it was Carnegie or Rockefeller or Rothschild or
the Morgans.
Morgan Rhodes.
Warburgs.
Warburgs. Yeah. They all got their money. They all got their money.
Vanderbilt. Oh, yeah.
Vanderbilt, exactly. They all had the same agenda. Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. The Rothschilds. They're the biggest elephant in the room. And I love it when, I don't know if you have it in the papers over here, but in the Sunday Times, every so often they'll have the rich list. You never see the Rothschilds on it.
Of course you don't.
They all say, oh, Steve Roberts, he's, you know, he's Ireland's biggest billionaire of worth $13 billion. And I just laugh and I go, that's pocket change.
Yes.
I mean,
those families.
Queen of England now, she's getting $100 million for this new green energy bill that's coming in. Uh-huh. $100 million, every 6 months.
Greta is?
So every wind turbine that goes up in any, I think it's Ireland and parts of Europe, wherever she parks her backside, she gets $100 million every 6 months from whatever.
Who's this now?
The Queen of England. Oh, Elizabeth.
Really? Huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're pushing this green agenda through.
Sure.
And that's why you're getting all this backlash now with, like what Pavel said earlier, with all the extreme right nut jobs in his parliament. They're all playing for the same thing. Well, they're all diverting us.
You know what?
Sleight of hand techniques.
It really gets me. If people want to, people are going to believe whatever they want to believe. But what this new, I guess it's called what, the New Green Deal or something like that.
Yeah.
What it all boils down to when you read every single word of their writings and what they actually want is the world is going to explode unless you pay them a tax. And the world is going to explode unless we kill off 50% of the people that live on this planet, or 80%, whatever the number is. The world's going to explode unless they do this.
Yep. But they're not going to kill themselves off.
No.
No. So who's going to work their land?
Well, you know,
they're just going to have a sort of like a... they're going to be so inbred that they're going to have to look like that fella from the Goonies.
Exactly. You know, they
forget about Brad Pitt and everybody else. That's going to be our next look.
They, I guess by their own writings and their own estimates, they really only need about 500 million of us.
That's what they said. That's what the Georgia Guidestones say. Yeah. 500 million. Yes.
And
what's going to happen then? They're all going to move us into so-called smart cities.
Yes. Like the Chinese stack 'em and pack 'em.
Yep, yep. Oh, do you ever watch the Grand Tour? Maybe I said this before.
No, I haven't.
They went down to China, and everywhere they were going in China, facial recognition.
Well, yeah, but I've also seen the pictures of the bigger cities. They have high rises and 50, 70, 80 stories of nothing but apartments, and they're all, 600 square feet or something like that?
Yep, yep. When I was growing up at a place called Neasden in London, we had this a block of flats, you call them high-rises, whatever. It was called Chalk Hill. Now, back in the time, because it's come from pre-World War II and all the rest of it, they thought it'd be a great idea to build this, and, you know, at the time it was. Move on. Now, the whole thing, they knocked it all down there about 10 years ago. But that was in, say, like the late 50s, early 60s, moved on into 70s and 80s. It was one of the biggest drug prostitution dens in London. You couldn't even walk through there without being mugged or stabbed or shot.
Sure.
And it's one of the reasons why Julie and myself, that's my wife, that we moved over here. Went sod, that's no place to grow up. Let kids grow up.
No,
not a hope.
Not
coming
at all.
Out to the country and that's it.
Not at all.
Get back to your point regarding the taxes, otherwise the earth will explode. We actually have this new scam in Poland. I think this is something really new, where the government, actually the right-wing party, gives every family with a crappy income, they give them 500 zloty per kid. Well, this is your second kid, and he's below the age of 18, so you get 500 zloty.
We get the same thing. It's called child benefit here.
Yeah, well, guess where that comes from? Taxes. All you get is your tax back. So what's the big deal? You know, then cut the taxes, but also cut the BS, you know? And what's even better, there's even something called Apartment Plus. Apartment Plus is for the poor families. They get
basically a small apartment for the whole family. And of course, the quality of it is questionable at best, if you could say that. And here's the biggest one of them all. This is going to knock your socks off. They have something called Cow Plus and Pig Plus. You actually get money, 300 zloty per month, if you have at least one cow. For each cow, you get 300 zloty. For each pig, I think it's 250.
And what's that? Yeah. What's that in dollars or euros?
Let's see, the for every euro, I think it's like almost 5 zloty, almost 468 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, but just the stupidity of it, like farming in Poland is dying. It's a dying profession.
It's dying here as well. They're having all the meat beef protesters. Now all our cows eat grass, they're milked, and they go on to beef. And I have to say it's one of the best in the world. But the government are blaming that the calves, the cows and everything else, who break wind, basically, is destroying the planet. Now, isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever, ever heard?
That's the old argument from the States, I think, from the 90s or 80s or something.
Yeah, like that whole thing. Isn't that absolutely mental? Oh, Jesus, you want to go to a pub in Ireland? You can't smell nothing but broken wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the same thing here. I mean, if you go certain places in Warsaw, no, it's like you walk in and you're like, whoa, I don't like the smell here. Dude, you're just going to get this weird look. If you don't get beat up, then you're pretty much, you should feel lucky. Which is the way it used to be. But most places in Warsaw have now become little new concentration camps where basically the entire neighborhood is gated off. It's a gated community. As George Carlin said it so well. That when he sees a neighborhood that's that's gated, he thinks of places like Auschwitz, and that really hit me. And that was like years ago when I heard that, and it just stuck with me. You know,
yeah, he was
and
a
it's
smart.
True.
Yeah, and that's what it's all leading up to, the mega these super cities, these smart cities, whatever you want to call them.
Smart city for dumb people, so you know, it's kind of like smartphones for dumb people.
It is. I mean, funny enough, I was reading about, I was watching, I think it's called Made in London. It's an American fella, and he was interviewing David Icke, and they were talking there for at least, I think it was a couple of hours, and it was one of the fascinating subjects, and they were talking about these smart cities, and even in London, where they were, how much it's changed. You know, they're actually talking about now putting in implants into employees' hands so they can open a door. They can open a door with an implant. I mean, what's wrong with using your hands to open a door?
It might take a bit of effort. You might lose some weight. Yeah, that kind of thing. I think it could be. Now and then, all you need, to get into university is a pencil, basically. Again, George Carlin. He was my main driving source behind me waking up. It was George Carlin. You know, behind the whole voting thing, and you know. Soon enough, when you get into university, you know, it's like, you know, it's physics. You get a pencil, get the hell in there. It's physics.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of deal.
Say, Pavel?
Yes?
I don't know who it was. It might have even been you, or it could have been somebody else. It doesn't really matter. But I was told about a month back that they believe George Carlin was pretty much murdered, given this cancer, probably an aggressive cancer, and at the time, he didn't really care anymore what he was going to say. He was just going to start exposing things and exposing.
That was me.
Was it you?
Yeah,
okay.
I said that. Yeah. I said about that. Well, yeah, same thing with Bob Marley. You know, Bob Marley was.
Yes.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Toe, exactly. And a CIA agent admitted. Off record that he put a disease needle in his shoe, in Bob Marley's shoe.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden you hear he had toe cancer. What the hell's a toe cancer? Like, what the hell is toe cancer?
Well, like, they could cut a toe off.
I guess.
Welcome to the layer cake, boys. Welcome to the layer cake.
Ah, yes. All that, another point, in Poland, also with the whole education system going down the drain, and the Rothschild banks coming in, the banking system. You also get the shift from natural remedies, mostly natural remedies. Like, I mean, Bayer was, I think, the only company that really sold aspirin, and aspirin was supposed to cure whatever, you know, whatever, you know. But and for everything else, there was something called the grandma recipe. You know,
yes,
you know, everything, you know, and yes, all this was destroyed by Western big pharma. You know, and I, you know, it's like, I actually talked to my grandma about this a few years back. And her really good friend was her also her doctor. Like, you know, whatever my grandma had, whatever ailment or whatever, she would go to this woman who's now passed away. And she would just prescribe her, okay, well, you know, you should do this and this. Okay. But then it's like, she talked with this woman. And it's like, well, you know, as soon as the 90s hit, and all of a sudden we get these, we have to push these medicines from the West. We have to push these medicines, then we get we get a bonus. And it's like, that's wow, it's like, you know, it's fitting with everything that I've been hearing so far from the States, especially in Canada. Natural remedies are worse for you than you know, than whatever they can put in the pill. And obviously it's nothing good in the pill.
Sure, look, we're not too different in ages and all the rest of it, and our grandmothers or grandparents are roughly the same age, give or take it a decade or so. But I remember my grandparents saying, go over to the stinging nettles and brush your arms off it. It improves your immune system. And we used to do that. I mean, it stung like hell, but we never really got flus or anything like that. And all this was just, you know, boosting it. And like you said, Pavel, they turn around and said, no, no, forget about that. Take this magical tablet and good luck.
Yeah, see you in hell, literally.
It is. It is. What's it like in the States, Steve?
As far as what?
You know, natural remedies. I mean, we all know the new
well,
age.
Well, yeah, they're
can
well,
be a bit silly at times.
They're killing all the people here that are giving out natural remedies. Well, they're killing in natural paths all over the world, actually. But
of course, if it's happening in one place and it's going to happen somewhere else, because that's how the plan works, that's how the game works.
Yes.
So I mean, do you have any natural remedies like what people like Pavel and myself just
certainly
said?
Certainly there are. Yeah, there are still a lot of people here doing it, but there have been a lot of people that have been attacked and sought after, and they've gone down to South America. Well, the Jim Humble and MMS. I don't know what the two of you know about that, but MMS is a mineral supplement, and I guess it's helped a lot of people. And he's been attacked, and he had to go down to South America somewhere. And but
really,
yeah,
no surprise there, no surprise at all.
There's been a few other doctors that have had to flee to South America too.
And how many doctors have been killed?
Yes.
In the States alone.
A couple of hundred here in the last decade, I've heard. Like,
I think thousands at least have been killed.
200 or something like that, yeah.
Okay, God again. Simpson as well.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Rick Simpson,
yeah. Well, he's in Canada, yeah. I believe.
I mean, that guy does an amazing work. I mean, I only thought that cannabis just got you stoned and eat pizzas, you know, that kind of thing. But well, looking into his research and all the rest of it, I mean, it's a plan, for God's sake.
Well, they've actually known since they made it illegal in 1937 what it would actually do and what it could actually do.
Oh, yeah, an act through Parliament in England in 1938 that done the same thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And all this reefer madness. Do you remember that film, Reefer
Absolutely.
Madness?
Absolutely. I do. I remember them clearly when I was in grade school. I don't know, fourth or fifth or sixth grade, wherever it was, showing the, well, what I can remember, because that was like 40 plus years ago, but I can remember they had people, they simulated people jumping off of rooftops, off of high rises and stuff like that because of reefer madness. It makes you crazy and you think you can fly. People jumping off of buildings and stuff like that. Of course, it was fake, but, you know.
Isn't it silliness? Isn't it complete silliness, really?
Yeah. There is still propaganda out on the internet today. I've seen it quite a few times over the years. They show a picture of a young man or a woman, and then they show a picture right next to it with somebody with their face burned off. Oh, this is one time smoking marijuana, and this happened to this woman. I thought, what in the world are you people doing? Do you think people are that stupid?
Yeah.
And then you flip side it, you do that cannabis, and then you turn it 180 degrees. Have you seen the videos of that? Is it called Fracker?
No,
where they're like zombies, and they're people taking, I don't know what it is. Someone told me that it's mainly, I think it's bath salts or something. And they're running through shop windows. They feel no pain. They feel nothing.
Yeah.
That's more scary than, I mean, tobacco's a plant. We all smoke that.
Yeah. You know,
that's not illegal.
That's actually odd you should mention that, because tobacco was never dangerous in its beginning. It's only been in the last 100+ years that it become dangerous, because they actually add over 360 some odd chemicals to the tobacco itself. Some of these chemicals are so deadly and so dangerous that they have to wear the white protective paper suits and gas mask and hazmat suits. Exactly.
Do a film about this.
They're so dangerous to be around, but it's good for cigarettes, though.
Of course. Good for business.
Of course it is. Get him addicted.
I have a friend, actually. I used to work with him. I worked with him for 11 years, actually. And he went to repair some ventilation units in a cigarette factory. And he said that when he saw the process of making a cigarette, that he quit the very same day. He's never smoked another cigarette again. He says he never will, after he saw what he saw in the factory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I smoke cigarettes, but mine's pure tobacco. So it's all, you know, we call them rollies. I don't know what you call them over there.
You make your own.
Correct, but aren't they still chemically laced, though?
Not as badly.
Yeah. Over here in America, they do have what they're calling natural cigarettes. I don't really know what that's all about, but
it's a scam, probably, more than likely.
Probably.
Just like with electronic cigarettes, just like with the electronic ones. Now they're coming out saying that these things are bad as well for you. You know, like, I don't really care, because I've never smoked, I never will. I mean, it's just weird, strange, stupid to smoke. But anyway, regarding sicknesses of the throat,
all right, Pavel, I'll take your point. I'll give up.
Okay, good. But not alcohol. No way. No. You're not giving up alcohol. You're too Irish for that. No way, Gary. Don't disappoint me. I'm coming down soon. I'm coming down for the weekend soon.
Hold on, let me get my two-year-old to bring me over a beer. I'm joking. Yeah.
I don't have a two-year-old to bring me beer, goddammit. No. Anyway, but back to the point of medicine and all that. Here's a little tidbit of information my cousin told me. If you want to check yourself, you have cancer of any sort, especially in the throat, stomach, intestine area, all you have to do is drink it's natural, from made from hot peppers. The more spicy the pepper, like habanero or jalapeno or whatever, you make a special liquid out of it, mixed with canola oil, and you drink this, like one teaspoon of this you drink, and if your throat hurts, wherever it burns, you should get that checked, as you might have beginning stages of cancer in that area.
But doesn't chilies burn anyway?
Nope. It doesn't burn me. In the beginning, it did a little bit.
I know they're great for vitamin C and everything else.
No, they're also great for destroying cancer cells.
Okay, I eat chilies all the time.
Spicy chilies are?
Yeah, the more spicy, because I'm trying to eat from Polish, so it's kind of like, you know, it's, plus it's late, so. Well, but anyway, but the spicier the chili, the pepper, the more effective it is, and the more you can be sure. Like, well, now I eat habanero peppers like nothing, like it's nothing, so.
I've heard.
They're like a Scotch bonnet that we call. I don't know what the cal readings on that and the heat reading, but they're deadly. They're up there.
The California Reaper's, I think, the most the spiciest one.
Oh, I wouldn't. Not, it's not as badass as that. It's a couple of degrees below it, shall we say. It's thereabouts, isn't it?
Hmm.
I'm wrong. I've heard the spicier the chili pepper, the better it helps clean your system out.
Yes,
that's another thing. Yes.
Yes, you sweat it out.
Well, it comes pooping out the back end too, though.
Well, yeah,
that's what I mean.
Natural, your skin sweats it out because we're always putting this deodorant on us. Just, you know, all the boys are putting on the deodorant to chase the women and all the rest of it and trying to smell, and they're just blocking the natural pouring system.
I haven't used deodorant in 15 years because of all the deadly chemicals they put into it.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we don't know what's in there. All we know is
sure we do.
Drives me mad. My girls now, they're going out and they're washing their hair and all the rest of it. And you look at their shampoo and it's like strawberries. It is in my backside. That's made out of strawberries.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Come on. No, there has to be some reason why 19-year-old girls, well, you know, young women are getting breast cancer. 19-year-old girls do not get breast cancer. It's because of the underarm deodorants.
Yes.
Yep. Basically.
And it seems to be more and more of it lately. But then who's going to listen to the likes of us?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, nobody got skin
cancer. I mean,
nobody, virtually nobody got skin cancer until the, what are those called? The sunblocks. Sunscreen.
Oh, that's all that. Well, I haven't used that in years. I think 20 something years.
I don't either. I haven't used them in 20 plus years either.
Vitamin D. What's in the sun? The sun gives up vitamin D.
Yeah.
6 and I think D2 or something.
Sure.
And it's the best thing for your skin.
You need
vitamin D for energy.
The two things that sunblock do are blocking the vitamin D from getting to your body. Plus, you're also putting the deadly chemicals in your body.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go swimming, and then the Great Barrier Reef is collapsing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Great Barrier Reef, I think, is dead already. It was declared dead. Wasn't
it?
The Great Barrier Reef last year or something like that.
Something like that. And there's some sort of like highway going through there, a shipping lane. That's another subject altogether.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Isn't it just? Isn't it? I think there's a guy there I used to follow on Facebook or when I was on Twitter. I think his name was Dana Crawford. He was he's from California direction, and I think he was a marine biologist, but an extreme fisherman. You know, he likes to fish for marlins or whatever. I don't know what fish you got up that neck of the woods. But he's also a diver, and every now and again he'll go diving, looking for whatever he was looking for. And he noticed that the people that were swimming in the Californian beaches, their plant life was disappearing. And they were putting it down to, like, you know,
global warming.
Good old global warming.
Yeah.
And he took samples of water. I think he was a marine biologist. And it had basically the makeup of the sunblock
toxic
running
chemicals,
through the water.
Yep.
And plus, it's not all sunblock, plus the leakage of Fukushima that's coming around after the nuclear incident.
Yep.
Have I said that right, or did I swear?
No, Fukushima.
Fukushima.
I know it might sound a little different over there, but Fukushima.
But so between that and that, so you are right with the sun blocking and all the rest of it, and plus it brings up skin cancer, like we all said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never known skin. People in Ireland are getting skin cancer. Have you been to Ireland?
It's a treasure when you get the sun, don't you?
It is. I'm out there with a magnifying glass just trying to get the vitamin D.
Everybody goes out and celebrates when the sun comes out.
Of course. Jesus. Of course. We're all white, pasty, weird-looking Irish people. When the sun comes out, we're like lobsters. And we love it. We have, sunblock? Not a chance, son.
Not a chance, no.
Yeah, rub some Guinness on it, you'd be all right. Good luck. Grandma told me that.
Yeah, put some vodka on it, you'll be fine. Yeah, if your throat hurts, drink some vodka, you'll be fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, and there was another thing. Back in the early 90s, my sister, who I loved to bits, and she's one of these fashion-conscious people, you can't change your mind, bless her. But she used to rub on, this is in England, we used to get a little bit of heat wave. She used to put on carrot oil on her skin so she could brown.
Yeah. Say, Gary, there's a question for you in the chat. Go on. Were you referring to Dana Dunford?
Was that him? I think it was so long ago. I know if you look up, I think it was called, the first time I heard of him was on a show called, I may be wrong, I think it was the Richie Allen Show.
Uh-huh.
And he was on there. Okay. And he was talking about it. Or was he with, it was with David Icke, and I think maybe it was TTV back in the day.
Okay.
People's Television. That caller could be right. Maybe it was him. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. That's two callers I had chatting to me. Pavel, step your game up.
What? Yeah.
Well, just a listen.
The segment about post-World War II fiasco. Yes, please. It was my birthday. It was a whole birthday weekend thing. So I'm still getting on track. Thanks.
What, you're now 52, 57?
Feel like it. Sure enough.
52. Yeah. He was born in 52, wasn't he?
Yeah.
52, wasn't it?
Sorry?
At least I don't look like Santa Claus. Like someone does.
I know it. I actually, you're older than I was when I first started getting my first gray hair. It was in my head. At that time, my beard was still red and brown, but
also you were red. Ginger.
Not your kind of ginger. I was deep red, darker. Deep red.
That's ginger. I mean, can't get away from the fact that's ginger.
Well, come on, I am red Scottish, rocket. Okay?
It's like red rocket.
Scottish and German.
Yeah, well then you're ginger. End of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you ever watch South Park, you'll know being ginger is not cool at all. No.
You don't have to watch South Park to know that.
I've had it all my life, Pavel, and I don't care.
Just roll with it now, right?
Yeah. Being ginger back in my day was like being trans.
Well, they do have the joke over here in America. I don't know if they have it over there, but it's called Redheaded Stepchild.
Okay.
No, we don't have that. No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
Okay. They... I got four kids and they're ginger as well.
I love them. You know, it would go something like, well, I beat him up like a redheaded stepchild or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds funny. Jesus Christ, that sounds funny. Holy crap. Oh, you made my evening, thanks.
Well, I was going to say a London thing there, but I'll be taking off this podcast.
You tell me off air.
Yeah. I tell you off air, and then it's up to you if you want to broadcast that, but wow.
Oh, you crazy kids.
Put it in a post. Put it in a post, Gary. Post it on your Facebook wall if you don't get blocked or banned or whatever.
Zucked,
yes.
Yeah, you get zucked.
Steven, only an idiot would get banned on Facebook.
You know, there was a time a couple of years back that I was getting banned every week.
Yeah.
1 day bans, 3 day bans, a full month, a week, you know. And then I don't know what's going on here in the last year and a half. I haven't been banned at all, and I post some very, very controversial stuff.
You're pushing your luck, son.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine from Florida, actually, he has, I think, like, what, 4 or 5 accounts because uh-huh. he's getting blocked.
Well, look at the... Yeah.
Steve was on 12.
Okay.
Look at Tony.
Santa Claus 1, Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3.
Look at Tony. Yeah. What does he have, like 5 or 6?
Who?
L. Dong Peterson. Tony.
Oh, God.
Slinky.
I love that guy. We have
I haven't heard from him in a while. Yeah. I haven't heard from him in a while, in a long while, actually.
He'd be an interesting fella to get on here.
I've asked him before.
You're going to have to do a late night one.
Yes. I think he works
Where's
late.
Where's he from?
I think exactly. He's in North Carolina or South Carolina or something like that.
Eyeball belt. Lovely.
He's a sweet guy.
From his perspective.
Sweet guy.
Oh, the sweet guy. All right. Okay. The one that... Okay. Yeah, I won't get into that. But I get it. Okay. Yeah. Again, so like I said, I'm going to do the segment.
Have you seen his new profile here lately, Pavel?
Can you just give me 1 second there, lads?
Sure. I'll talk to Pavel for a minute.
I've got to sort out this bloody cable because it's driving me mad.
Have you seen his new profile?
Who puts a 2 meter cable on the headphones? I swear to God, I'm going to hang myself live on the podcast.
Mine is actually about 4 meters long. But anyways, Pavel, his latest profile is Oliver Clothes Off. That's his name.
Jesus Christ, serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow, Oliver Clothes Off. That's creative. Yeah, give him that.
It is.
That's
creative. It is.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the most I ever got was a 48-hour ban for something stupid too. Like, I don't care. Like, I use Facebook to communicate with my family abroad in Canada. You know, like my sister and my mom,
uh-huh.
my cousins, some friends in the States. Used to be a friend in Australia, but she's been off for a long while now. We used to go to preschool together and then elementary school, and then she took off to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, and contact's broken off, so I don't know. I'd rather not get blocked and making another profile. I just don't feel like it.
Right.
It seems like too much work, so I got better things to do. You know, so, But, well, actually, regarding the Jews after the war, after the Second World War, from the people I did talk to, the hostility is... great, like this is very big hostility towards Jews even to this day, what they did after the war. So
you know,
I didn't get too many details, but the sentiment basically is hate.
People are falsely
like in a room that's
people are falsely directing their anger at the entire Jewish nation, the entire Jewish people, when it virtually is, you know, a few handful of people, just a few dozen of people that are actually the problem. The problem is not the Jewish race, or well, it's not exactly a race. The Jewish religion, it's the Zionism.
Yes,
well, it's the Ashkenazis, problem. And that's the root of today's Zionism. It's the Ashkenazi Jews in the Talmud, which they read from, or at least they claim to read from.
The Khazarian region,
nicely all to the Rothschilds.
Well, they
funded both sides of both world wars.
Well,
and
you know, I
said
the Napoleon War.
I still believe to this day.
Of the war since the Napoleonic Wars.
Of course.
From what I know.
Nathaniel's famous for saying, sorry, let's, what was he famous for? Let me control the banks and you control the laws or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I still believe that there are forces that control the Zionism. There are European people that nobody knows their names, actually. Probably they're Romans, because Rome
it could be Babylonians.
And Rome and the Vatican.
Babylonians that moved along.
Correct. But now they're called the Romans.
Europe.
I mean, now they're called Greek or whatever, or Italian. Romans, whatever they want to call themselves. But yeah, they're Babylonians. So I believe that they virtually helped the Rothschilds get to where they were. Most of the other Jewish families or whatever, way back when, probably before the time of Jesus, they were helped.
Yes.
Don't really know why, but...
And going to what you just said there of Jesus, I was talking to a retired priest there about 2 months ago, and he turned around as we were talking about Romans and everything else. He actually believes that the face of Christ that we see on, you know, pictures and pendants and God knows what else, is a family of Rome called the Boulanges.
Sure.
And I think there's a TV show based on them and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that there's actually proof out there. There's actual evidence out there. I've seen some things and heard some things, documentaries and that the character Jesus may have been a North African, may have been an African.
Well, apparently life began in Africa, and we all walked from the corners of Africa because of the land mass and everything else.
Right.
But, look, they're all stepping this up now because, look, in the 20th century, look how many wars we had in that last 100 years.
Yes.
And now what we're building, they've gone into Syria. They don't like people with brown skin for whatever reason.
No.
They really don't. The Kurdish. They don't like the Syrians.
Syrians.
I've got a Syrian family here.
Iranians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iraqis. Like
them. There's an Syrian family here, and they're here in the same length of time as me.
Yeah.
And they can't even get their loved ones out.
Yeah.
Forget about getting them into the country. Well, but hold on. We can get these so-called Syrian people,
yep,
we're led to believe, and they can come into the country, and a few of them, they're gone for hell and hell for leather for destroying everything.
Think about this one for a second here, guys. got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and then we're going to end. But the Georgia Guidestones, that was brought up earlier.
Yes.
I believe that indicates that the elite want at least 90% of the world's population to be dissolved or diseased or killed off or whatever you want to call it. Genocided, if you will.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But think about this fact for 1 second. More than 70% of the world's population has brown skin. So
yes.
Let that sink in. Yeah.
Do you think that the story of Noah's Ark was a cleansing? And this is what we're all led to believe.
Well, actually,
I do.
Part about Noah's Ark is actually the whole Great Flood. That whole thing has been repeated through many holy texts.
Yes.
You know, from beginning of time, been repeated.
Of
you know,
course.
Every by single.
The first by Hammurabi.
Yeah.
By everyone, it's been, you know,
the biggest,
it's been mentioned everywhere.
The biggest conspiracy about Noah's flood was, or is, that the alien presence that has controlled us forever needed to get rid of the, I think it's the Anunnaki. in the Bible, they actually say Anunnaki is the offspring of the fallen angels having sex with the biggest conspiracy out there is that the Noah's flood was to get rid of that giant race.
Exactly.
And what do you think the bloodlines?
Bloodlines
from ancient Greece. What do you think the Titans are? That whole story with the
Titans.
That's the Nephilim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, you know, it's all there. You just gotta know how to interpret it.
Yeah.
If you can't interpret it correctly, then you're just reading, you know, gibberish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Gary, but far as the Anunnaki are concerned, actually there is some claims that
Enki and Enlil, the two brothers who created humanity that fought each other, are still on Earth today.
Yes.
That they are, one is living in Europe. He's like one of the major archbishops. And the other one is, I think, an Indian holy priest or something. And they're both still here. They take him on human form.
Yes.
And you can't tell them. They just, there's some just, well, it's just some claims. You know, they're, but they're very believable.
They're,
I can't remember their names.
There are biblical accounts that some of the kings that ruled some of the areas of the earth lived to, you know, 20, 25, 30,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, the first king of Babylon ruled for something like was 35,000 years or something, just ruling alone. You know, like insane numbers.
You know, and insane. I can add something to that, and you two probably laugh at me, but there's a great TV show that running in England for the last 50 years, Doctor Who, which was based on I think it's Saint Germel or Jermone.
Uh-huh.
No, Saint Geronimo.
Jerome.
Saint Jerome. Yeah.
And they're frightened of that particular person coming back.
Wow.
Now there's Jonathan Black. He wrote a book of this is it the Sacred History of the World or the Secret History of the World and all the rest of it. And he said exactly what you two just said there in the last 10 minutes and all the rest of it. And he comes down. I'm going to sound like a mental retard here, but probably. He comes down in some sort of like form and all the rest of it. And every so often he comes down to fight the two guys that you just said, not fight, but to do well. Yeah. To restore.
Well, guys, this is pretty much it here, guys. We've we're at the hour.
Perfect.
I would love to go on, but I do want to get back to what I was doing.
Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I just say before we leave?
Absolutely.
Happy birthday again, Pavel.
Happy birthday, Pavel.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm so happy you brushed your hair this time because the last show you were just a joke.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even have a shirt on tonight.
Steve, he was an embarrassment. He left his side down.
Well, that depends which hair you're talking about. The one on my back, the one on my chest, the one on my face. No,
All right.
Next week we'll be talking about werewolves.
That's right. Well, Poland isn't far from Transylvania, is it?
No, we're pretty close. Nice biking area, though. Nice biking places in Transylvania. I recommend it. Wow.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming on again.
Thank you again, Stephen.
Good night.
It's always a blast. It's always
good
a blast.
Good night. Have a good one, guys.
Good night, guys.
Thanks for not swearing, Steve.
Yes, thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night. God bless.
Oh, thank you, everyone. I do need to get back to what I was doing before the show. And this was only an hour long show, so thank you, everyone, for coming out and. See everyone next week.